Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for tuning in to episode one. And thank you so much for all the love that we got on our pilot episode. Make sure to keep sharing and liking it.
Down here at BLC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man, Intellect. Once again, we do not own the rights to any of the music we are going to play.
Mac and Nelly in this.
All through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
You feel me?
You already know what's good.
Hey.
Episode one was good. We here. This is when it's finna really get real up in this studio right now. I just want y'all to know, all right? Pilot episode, you know, it was popping, it was dope. But from here on out, episode one until forever, it's lit. Just expect the best. And you already know what's up. How are you doing,
Nelly? Man, I'm good. I'm out of my my boot.
Out the boot. Hey.
People don't know that I was. Yeah. I tore my Achilles June 5th. So
people don't know that you went down with
I've been
Kobe,
out here.
The Kobe injury.
Right. All that shit I've been talking about Kobe over the years. It's my karma. But I my brother said I walk like I have a stroke now. So
how shitty is that?
That's fucked up, right? I do though. I have to learn how to walk all over again, so right. That's what I'm on. But other than that, you know.
You got like full range of motion in your foot, like
yeah, for okay. The most part. Yeah.
Is it tender?
I can feel my toes, you know. I have a high tolerance for pain, so I'm good.
It's like Kobe. Right.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, Kobe. Anyways,
how are you doing?
I don't fuck with Kobe. Just for our viewers out there, that he's saying that shit to really get on my damn nerves. So it's okay.
But yeah, before you know, I'm good. You know, good. I'm living. I ain't getting no cutty this weekend. So other than that,
hey, don't start that shit again. Do not start that.
I just want to let the people know because I got a little flack.
Look it, I ain't fucking nobody. You gotta let him know.
I gotta let him know.
So, yeah.
Shout out to Poe for lighting that blunt that smelled delicious.
That's what I'm waiting for. Magically delicious. Up. I need my headphones up.
So, I just wanna let y'all know, you know, why we even started this podcast, really. Really started to talk shit on the air.
Right.
We just took our talents from social media to the radio waves. So, really, we just wanna keep y'all informed about. But we don't give a fuck about.
Exactly.
And, you know, just other important shit that's going on in our community that y'all should be aware of. And as well as local talent in our community that we feel don't get enough love and support, you know, from the people in our community. So
we've been on social media talking shit for years. So this is just a productive outlet for our shit talking.
It's semi-positive.
Right.
About 15% positivity.
Someone said that. So we did get some feedback. Let's talk about the feedback that we got on from the pilot episode. And someone did say we were informative.
Yo, yeah. They was like, y'all funny, but y'all mad informative.
We were
and
like,
I was like,
oh, okay.
I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. I didn't, you know, my sister, who was very worried about the podcast. Uh-huh. She was like, I was pleasantly surprised, you know. You weren't too bad. I'm like, you know, it's a pilot. You can't give it all at once.
Yeah, I was told our chemistry was dope. Right? We sound good together. Everybody loves you.
Hey.
Nelly got a sexy ass voice.
Which was surprising because I hate to hear myself. And but that's what I'm like, okay.
And but the feedback was dope. And we really appreciate everybody. All the love, all the listens. We got 1,000 listens in a couple days?
Yeah, 5 days.
5 days, something like that.
Took a little bit longer than expected. No, I'm just kidding.
Honestly, the first pilot, we got more than I thought.
Definitely.
Like,
it was our first. It was, exactly. It was our pilot episode.
Right.
No. And they're still listening to it. The number keeps
going
up.
Yeah, it's still going. And we haven't been sharing like that the past couple days. So we really want to show appreciation for everybody. And keep listening, keep being a fan. We love y'all. We don't really love you guys. But.
Yeah, no, I don't. So, yeah, tea time.
Tea time.
Okay. Michael Kors bought Jimmy Choo for $1.2 billion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they had some sales issues, 11% nosedive for this quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess this is a smart business move, probably. I'm not sure, right. But they say, you know, Michael Kors was for broke bitches, so.
Right.
I don't know. That might not be true.
That might not be true. So, despite the nosedive, they were able to make this big deal, which
right,
is dope
exactly.
for them.
Mm-hmm.
And but, dope for the bitches that fuck with this shit.
Yeah, because fuck that designer shit, right?
Right. So, I mean,
Trump.
Whatever.
Trump bans transgender from serving in the military.
And he broke the news on Twitter.
From a tweet. He's hella unprofessional.
So this is the most tweetiness president of all time.
Right. Exactly. No, seriously, there was something on it I had seen. He had tweeted. He's tweeted hella. I can't remember the number, but he has tweeted a lot since he's been in office.
Okay, how does he even have that much time to tweet?
Exactly. That's
you
the point.
He should be running in country.
He's on some other shit.
But apparently he just don't want to pay for, like, the maintenance or, like, the medical cost that it would need to maintain being a transgender.
Right. He's blaming it on the medical, yeah.
Right. So.
Whatever.
Furthermore, he's a piece of shit.
Nikita Oliver did not make general election.
Boo.
Fucking boo.
Boo.
That's really upsetting.
Boo, the city of Seattle.
Seattle fucking sucks.
Y'all fucking know.
But I've heard a lot of people were having issues with voting in Seattle.
Right.
Because they lived on the
They moved us all out. So
and but like Skyway, which is still a Seattle address,
right.
They weren't able to vote. They're, you know, out of the district.
Well, they seem like Raymond.
Right. I don't fucking know. But Seattle, you know, their address still says Seattle. So it's some bullshit.
So they knew what they was doing. They got us out of there. We couldn't vote for our
right.
Candidate.
New driving law in Washington. Wow.
New.
So pretty much you cannot have, it's a electronics DUI.
Uh-huh.
If you have any type of electronics in your hand while you're driving, it doesn't matter if you're at a red light. It doesn't matter. You can get pulled over for that. That could be the primary offense. Now, if you get pulled over for speeding or something else, you can get a ticket for a secondary offense, such as grooming or eating, reading, whatever.
Right. So, this bill was drafted in response to a 32% increase in deaths as a result of being distracted while driving. So a lot of you motherfuckers ain't paying attention on the road, which
people should really watch themselves, like, State Patrol,
uh-huh.
That's like their whole goal. I'm not sure the year, but they want to have zero accident deaths on the highway. So they're
right.
really cracking down on stuff like that. So I guess it's a problem, and I'm sure it is. But
I'm saying this right now. All you late, ugly bitches that like to do your motherfucking makeup in the car at 7 in the morning, get your ass up at 5:45. Put your face on and get the fuck out the house.
Right. Can't be late
you can't
and
be
ugly,
late.
Bitch. Pick a stroke.
You can't be late and ugly.
So, yeah. That's some bullshit. But it is a problem, so I feel it.
Right, right.
I feel it.
I definitely feel it should
be
safer.
I do not want to die in a car. That's literally one of my greatest fears. Like, I don't want to die in a car. That's not how I want to go. I do not want to die in a fucking car. Seriously. Right. So, I feel it. But I'm still going to be on my shit. I give a fuck about a lot. Fuck the police.
I don't want to die like that commercial on my last text be to a bitch like, I'm almost there.
Last text, swerve.
Right. That's not how I want to go out.
Exactly.
So.
Drake gets a tattoo of Lil Wayne's face, right?
Right.
And I guess when I first heard about this, of course, I think everything's super suspect. So I was like, okay, right. If some gay shit, you know, comes out about Drake later, I wouldn't be surprised, right?
As you would.
But, because I don't be knowing about this nigga's tattoos, he has two fake portraits of Sade tat on him and Aaliyah.
So he just got a wall of fame.
A matching tattoo with Rihanna. So I'm like, okay.
He got a matching tattoo with Rihanna.
Yeah. So I'm like, because I'm like, if Wayne was the first nigga you're putting on, you know?
Yeah, I'm a big Drake fan, but Drake is like the most high profile Wayne nigga. Like, he's like.
But he just makes good music.
Though. He's like the realest friend zone nigga ever, dog.
Yeah.
Like, this nigga's wild.
Everyone has a Drake moment. Everyone's had a Drake moment, so I don't want to hear that. Never had a Drake moment.
I'm not getting a live person tatted on me with his
no,
face.
No, yeah, no.
Unless it's like my blood brother.
Unless it's like my blood and yeah.
So
I'm not getting anyone's face on me. But I've gotten, you know, a name. Look at a name. A little quote.
I don't got my mama name on me right now. My little brother got my mom name on me. I don't got my mama name.
I had a couple of niggas' names tied on.
You gotta earn that. You're gonna be engraved in my skin.
Up now, but anyways, that's tea time.
Before I had to use the leverage, when I got some Michael Kors with my mama's debit, and we can take a flex and I'll never forget it, because that night I played three songs.
Said it was a do or die fight, and unfortunately it didn't.
They
come out.
Said it's a do or die fight. If I fight tomorrow, then everybody in this motherfucker gonna still come see me, man. At the end of the day, listen, I'm still AB. I'm still about billions. I'm still the can, man. I'm still a fighting motherfucker. Anybody still can't get it. And if you want a rematch in California, we can do it.
And what about the weight? Was it just too much weight for you to come down?
I wasn't tired. I was okay. It's just he fought a better fight tonight. He was the better man tonight, and it's okay.
Sports.
I watched the most disappointing fight of my life last weekend when I witnessed Adrian Broner get his ass whooped by Mikey, whatever the nigga's name, man.
Right.
Adrian Broner, bro.
What was his name? Like, we don't even know his name.
Adrian Broner, all the talent in the world. You feel me? It's obvious he's a good boxer. He's won, 33 fights? Like, I'm gonna need my guy to humble himself, man, because, like, for one, he's not Floyd Mayweather, and he's... Swear to God he is, or he wants to be. Two, you're not just gonna walk in the ring and just beat niggas up, bro. You need to go in focused. After talking all that shit, you're in the best shape of your life. You're highly enlightened, and it's about the sport. And then you lose, and then you go back to the same corny antics that you was just talking shit about. Like, my guy, I'm about done.
He should
with
just kill himself already. Wasn't he like hella suicidal on fucking Instagram one time?
Don't kill yourself.
That's the only thing I really know about him.
Don't kill yourself.
Lucky Whitehead. Next.
Please don't kill yourself.
Fuck the fuck.
We do not condone suicide on the McAnally podcast.
Where's the hotline? Can you get us the hotline, suicide hotline number? That's real.
But yeah,
Lucky Whitehead.
Apparently, he was falsely accused of shoplifting, which he's an NFL player. I don't know why anybody would believe he did it anyway. But as a result of the shoplifting, he missed a court date. And it got back to his team, so the Cowboys ended up cutting him off the team. Well, right when they cut him, it came out that he was, in fact, not even in the same state as the crime. And the Cowboys let him go anyway.
It was in the best interest of.
In the best interest.
That's what they kept saying, right?
Which leads me to believe they were probably going to either cut him anyway, he just needed an excuse.
Right. Clearly.
Right.
Clearly.
You feel what I'm saying?
So
I don't know. Just all this shit going on with these black athletes that are really, you feel me, the driving force of these sports. And just the way they're being treated is kind of like turning me off from professional sports. Like NFL, Colin Kaepernick, Lucky Whitehead, you know what I'm saying? Like,
definitely.
How much more of this shit we gonna take from y'all disrespecting the people that's carrying y'all shit?
Right.
Same with America, you know what I'm saying? Y'all disrespecting the motherfuckers who built y'all country.
These are just paid slaves, $1 million paid slaves.
At the end
slaves.
Of the day, that's all they are, you know what I'm saying? So
definitely, I agree.
Fuck the Cowboys like always.
Right, who gives a fuck anyway? Mm-hmm. I haven't liked the Cowboys since Emmitt Smith. Let's talk about this Duke. Oops, Kyrie Irving.
Damn.
Oops.
Words, suicide, all in one show. Hey, you just going at it.
This ain't Facebook. Y'all motherfuckers can't block me. Block me out of my account. Every time I say oops on Facebook, they kick me out of my account and I can't log on. I can't believe that shit. Anyways, who cares about that?
Kyrie.
I just hate Duke, and he went to Duke. That's right. All it is. I'm not really like, oh, oops, Duke, oops. Right. He wants to leave. Bye.
Expressed that he is unhappy in his role playing behind LeBron James,
okay,
a.k.a. King James.
So he thinks he's going to go somewhere else and be a star?
Apparently. I mean, can you be mad for having confidence in himself?
No.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody wants to bring up the fact that all his first 3 years, they were like, oh, and whatever, and mm-hmm. 2-13. We understand that.
Right.
Yeah, because
he never had a playoff appearance
never
until
playoff
LeBron
appearance.
Came back in the weak-ass East, but whatever.
But he never had a playoff caliber
team. But it's the weak-ass East. Any other time we're talking about it, but not
if we're gonna
when we're talking about not fucking making it.
But if
like
we're
going to
go there, then that means that you think Kyrie is as good as LeBron. LeBron himself is a franchise changer. Kyrie, not so much.
But that's what I'm saying. So he's going to go and do what somewhere else?
He can go to a team with a better start or better cast and lead the team. Come on, he was playing with Anthony Bennett,
right?
Tristan Thompson before he, you know, started doing his thing.
Right.
And so Deion Waiters, like.
Yeah. Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think Kyrie's weak. This is my whole thing. I cannot like a player at all, call him all types of bitches and some more shit, but I'm not going to be like, the nigga's weak.
Right, because he's there for a reason, obviously.
He's not weak, but I don't give a fuck about... I don't care. Bye, Kyrie. Ungrateful ass. Fucking looks like a premature baby.
That boy got the coldest layup package in the game, though.
Hey, coldest handles, too. Whew. I'll give you that.
Power to you, Kyrie. I hope you get traded to somewhere that you'll be happy at. But it just came out that...
You're not going to get another championship, Kyrie, so no one cares. Big three tournament playoffs is in Seattle. Shout that out real quick.
You don't care about Kyrie, but you care about this big three shit.
Right.
That Allen Iverson don't give a fuck about.
Right, exactly.
Like, but yeah, they are here August 20th. As a result of Rashard Lewis, former Sonic, it is free for all children.
He still has bad skin.
You think he'd be able to pay for like a dermatologist or something?
He still has bad skin.
He ain't drinking enough water.
There's a pill for that, I'm sure. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Eating too much soul food.
Oh, no.
Drink water.
Anyway, beep. We're going to beep that
beep
out.
That.
You guys just heard that beep because he had said my name.
Because I had said some shit I wasn't
here.
Supposed to say.
Right, exactly. Shout out to Nate Robinson.
What up? Shout out to him for killing at the Pro-Am in Canada. First, Jamal Crawford, he took his team to crossover out to Canada to play a Pro-Am game. Jamal Crawford. With Jamal Crawford. Oh, they was on the same team? Oh, I thought he chopped Jamal. I was about to say, that's dope.
Yeah, 37 points and 7 boards. 6 assists.
Okay.
And they won.
So they played against Robert Sacre.
Sacre.
Ex-Laker.
You wouldn't know that.
You know I know that. But shout out to Nate Ross. Shout out to Jamal. Big shout out to Jamal for putting on the Pro-Am, and this was free the whole time.
Yeah, this was his first year for that. They decided to
make
Jamal, it free. So that's great.
I'll fuck with you, bro. You're a dope human being, dog.
Check yourself.
Bring your ass on the show. Nate Ross, bring your ass on the show.
So, we have music next, right?
Who we playing? What we got? What we got?
You're first this week.
Am I first this week?
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit, let me go there. I'm going to play Meek Mill from his new album, Wins and Losses, called Fall Through. He did his thing. Shout out to Millie. Let's
get it. You was there through my ups and downs like a camel. Ass all fat, said she get it from her mama. She just want the money, she ain't fucking with no bloggers. Fuck you on a PJ the whole way to the Bahamas. Gucci Valentino, baby, I could be your stylist. Fuck me with your friend, yeah, you was wildin'. 1942 shots, turn you to a monster. Thuggin' like you Tupac, you know that I got you. Love the way you ride and move them hits like you Rihanna. I was supposed to hit, I was never supposed to cuff you. Put you on my homie cause he said he wanna fuck you. When he asked me about you, I just told him that I want you. But now it's quiet for you cause I told him that I love you. You gon' fall through every time a nigga call you. That's why I ball how I ball when I spoil you. We was in Miami, first time I saw you. I was in a Phantom when I put up on you. It was late nights in the bando. Fucking on you good, got you bustin' like you Rambo. And you keep it hood so you really understand, oh. You was there through my ups and downs like a camel. I was locked up, I remember when I hit you. You used to write me back every letter that I sent you. You wasn't my girl, but you used to pretend to.
Okay,
when
Big I came Millie. Home, let me Big be Millie, fall through to. From his album Wins and Losses. I mean, I thought it was dope.
But that was cool.
He trying something new. He ain't screaming at the top of his lungs.
That's the thing about him. His voice gets on my nerves. If an artist, you know, if I don't like their voice,
you gotta have a good voice.
It's big for me.
Yeah.
I need to buy a blunt because I'm tired of smoking backwoods. So my song this week was inspired by my red wig.
Okay.
I had a red wig.
It was fresh.
My hairstylist was out of town. I get my hair done every Saturday. Mm-hmm. She decided to go out of town. Couldn't get my hair done. We had these events. Shout out to the Stone Lounge and
the Contour.
And I needed, you know, it was fun. I was like, I had a lot of fun. I never worn a wig before, and it was hella fun. And I'm just like, yeah. Most people, you know, is good, right. Good things. But a couple people had some smart shit to say about it, and all of them having problems with their bitch. And I'm just like, you fuck with a boring ass bitch who won't even blow you. Like, shut up.
I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it was nice. Thank you. So my song, Crush On You by Lil' Kim.
Hey, yo, shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal? I'll be undressed in the bra all see-through. While you count your jewels thinking I'ma cheat you. The only one thing I wanna do is freak you. Keep your stone sets, I got my own baguettes. And I'll be doing things that you won't regret. Lil' Kim the queen bee, so you best take heed. Shall I proceed?
Yes, indeed.
I'ma throw shade if I can't get paid. Blow you up to your girl like the army grenade. You can slide on my ice like the escapade. And itchy-itchy-yaya with the marmalade. Who me? Not you. Oh yes, who's he? I even dig your man style, but I love your profile. Whisper in your ear and get you all shook up. But don't blush, just keep this on the hush.
I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriends mention. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you.
Why you trying to catch sea breeze? I'm in the PVs, all chrome D3s, decked out TVs, CDs.
That's
with
the
crazy
cut.
Bass.
That's keep my lady. Y'all forgot about that song, huh? But in that video, for you little niggas out there that don't know, she had the blue wig, the red wig, the yellow wig. She was doing it. I'm like, yeah. My cousin, my day one, saw me with the red wig. Because I went to the WNBA All-Star game with it on.
Okay.
And
get you a baller, man.
My niece, shout out to Inaya. She was like an honorary All-Star team member on the West. So that was dope.
Oh, that's what's up.
Right. So she... he see me, he said, I know you see me in the video as soon as he see me. And I was like, exactly.
Okay,
you feeling me?
Life giving you inspiration.
Or he was probably clowning, but still, I was like, yeah.
Did you drop
true.
A video with that song? What song was you bumping?
Yep.
That was the same song?
All I was do is freak. The only one thing I want to do is freak.
That song had that video, and he's going crazy. Like, bro, what's good? What's good with your car, dude? Man, look, shoot your shot, bro. If you gonna shoot,
look, I said you've been saying that bitch has been throwing. Oh, am I allowed to say this? Been throwing the shit at you, but I said don't sling no dick going this way. I hope none of that shit.
Niggas been trying to sling it too.
Hell, friend request. I'm not accepting your friend. God damn it.
They been trying to Aaron Rodgers the D from D.
There's one. I ain't gonna give nobody. No
I'll just be
love,
telling them shoot your shot, bro.
Yeah, exactly. You be your fault. Yeah, bro, shoot your shot.
Because I'm not gonna discourage nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think you can handle it, but go ahead. You do your thing.
Come
no.
on. I can only do that because then you're going to do it anyway. I can
yeah,
do
exactly.
That.
Whatever. Just don't send me no random dick pics because I'll fucking blast your dumb ass all over Mac and
Please
podcast.
Don't send her no dick pics because your dick will be
fucking play
on
that
the wall
shit.
Right away.
I'm not fucking playing.
Please don't do that.
Send it to your fucking but baby's yeah. mom.
Niggas just filling your red wig.
Yes.
So bring that out.
I'm going to get another one. But yeah.
Hello?
Hi, is this Amin?
Yeah.
Hi, Amin. This is Ted from the Rainer Emerald.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Seattle publication. We do news, facts, sports, whatever. But I was doing an article, and I want to know if I can get your opinion.
What is the article on?
Well, the article is on being pro-black in an interracial couple. Does it delegitimize your stance? How do you feel about that?
I don't think it would. I don't think it would not legitimize it. I think if you're in a situation like that, then both of you guys are pro-black.
So you don't feel any kind of way about sleeping with the oppressor?
No, I'm not sleeping with anybody Jewish.
Can you say that again? I didn't get that.
I said I'm not sleeping with anybody Jewish.
Jewish?
Yeah.
What about white?
Define that.
Define white?
Yeah.
Absent of color. Absent of melanin.
Hmm.
Or a cracker.
Well.
For slang terms.
What's
Honky,
the difference?
Au fait.
Well, what's the difference between a white person, a Jewish person, a Mexican person, and a black person oppressing you?
Well, for starters, they didn't bring us to America and rape our people for 500 years. You don't see anything wrong with that? Serious question. Does she buy you cotton t-shirts? 100% cotton t-shirts?
No.
No? When you guys have sex, do you guys play Slave Master?
Nah. We should, though.
You guys don't act out a scene from Roots?
Uh-uh.
Not even Django?
Uh-uh. I call him funny.
Does she call you Toby?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever bent your knee and act like she cut off your foot and hopped around and chased her around the house ass naked?
I've actually done that one.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, this is Matt.
And Nelly, you just got prank called.
My Sorry. Bad.
Oh, you're hilarious, bro.
Hello? Hey, yo, is this Rob Reeves production?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, so yeah, I got one of your beats online, man.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I bought that shit, actually. I don't know if it was you, but somebody charged me like $175.
What does it sound like?
I messaged on the SoundCloud on one of the beats, and somebody messaged me back and sent me the Venmo link for a beat, $175. So I paid the shit, and he sent me the beat, but it wasn't even the beat that I fucking heard.
Whoa.
Somebody sent me a whack-ass beat.
Okay, first of all, what beat was it? Yeah, hold on. Yeah, you got my email? I can send you my email.
It was the,
email me that beat so I can hear.
It was the Rob Reeves production, Travis Scott type beat. You got 160 plays on it. I was one of them.
160 plays?
I wish I could take my shit back. Yeah, actually, you got 159. I took my shit back.
Yeah, send that.
I'm just saying, is this Rob? This is Rob Reeves' production. This is Rob. This is Rob. This is Robert Reeves, though, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to get my $175 back.
Well, I don't.
I didn't follow you on Facebook.
No.
Nigga, your name is Robert. It ain't Rob.
Yeah, but I don't have no type of PayPal or nothing set up for that, so I don't know who got you. And I don't even have...
Man, I don't know, but I spent $175.
Yeah, and I don't have no type of... I only have SoundCloud, that's what I'm saying.
Look, I need my money. I need my money.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
You live in Seattle, Kent, Skyway. I stay in Renton. I'm about 15 minutes from everywhere.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. I don't got no PayPal. I don't know how you even about to be anyway, to be honest.
I'm just saying. If I don't get paid, then you ain't selling no more beats. I'm commenting on every fucking beat. He's sending out whack-ass beats.
I don't even know what you're talking about because I don't make no whack beats. So that's the thing.
Yeah, this is Matt.
And Nelly. You just got prank called.
My
Sorry.
Bad. Hey, Rob, dog. Rob, bro, what's good?
I don't mess with no whack beats.
Look at him.
Hello?
Is this Shaniqua?
Who's this?
Is this Shaniqua?
Is this Shaniqua? Who's speaking?
Oh, Shaniqua. Lexi's mom, right? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? This is Lexi's mom.
This is her.
Okay. I'm like 8 months pregnant by Mike, and I think we should meet. Are you available to meet?
I'm sorry. I didn't get no name or anything. What's your name?
Elise.
Elise?
Mm-hmm.
And you're pregnant by my baby's dad?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's not talking to me right now, and he doesn't think that we should meet and all this. Has he?
Why is he not talking? Okay, well, that's not my business.
Right. Have you not heard about me at all?
Not at all.
Because I'm around your daughter all the time.
Okay. So what was the point of calling me and trying to meet me?
Well, why not? Our kids are going to be siblings.
That's fine. But what I'm trying to understand, if you don't have nothing straight with Mike, there's no point of trying to get things straight with me.
He's ignoring me at the moment. We've been fucking around and off and on, you know, for
a minute now. What do you want? My question is, what do you want from me?
Shaniqua. Whatever.
For one, you're calling another whatever. So why are you whatevering me if you're trying to meet me?
I'm asking, are you available to meet or not? You're trying to meet, so.
Because I'm trying to get the gist of the conversation. I'm his baby's mom, but I'm trying to figure out what's really going on. Okay, so what are you getting out of this? You're just so backlash. Like, you're just coming at me like.
I apologize.
That's what I'm not trying to, you know, get into. Because I don't want to come off to you as a rude bitch. Because that's, let me finish.
Go ahead.
What are you laughing for?
Go ahead, finish. Go ahead.
What is funny? That's my baby's dad. I'm gonna finish for you, okay? And no, we're not gonna meet.
That's my baby's dad.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. Should be talking to somebody else then, because I don't care.
Hey! Look, they made me do this. We're prank calling you.
Yeah, this is Matt
and Nelly. And, you just got prank called.
My bad.
Michael, I'm gonna kill you, nigga.
I love you, baby.
Michael, I'm going to kill you, you fucking fat fuck.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop it.
I don't like that shit.
For sure, bro.
I don't like that shit.
So, pet peeves this week. Oh my goodness.
How you feeling, Nelly? What's your pet peeve?
Okay, I'm trying to keep this short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with this nigga. You deal with these niggas, right? And because of that one nigga, you know 20 bitches who you never would have ever crossed paths with, right? Bitch, we never, bitch, ugh, you know, never would we have ever crossed paths, but because of this nigga, or you know, the nigga, your baby's dad, whoever. Now all these bitches know of you, and you know of all these bitches because of the nigga. Fucking no one to blame but myself, right? But fuck. Or their homies. I shouldn't know none of you fucking niggas. But because of the nigga, I know these niggas. Because of the nigga, I know this lifestyle that I shouldn't even know about. Like, you know?
Right.
So yeah, that's my pet peeve. Like, raggedy ass niggas that bring along raggedy bitches, raggedy homies, right, and a raggedy ass lifestyle. And I guess, shit, I fucked with the nigga, so. My bad. Guess I'm a raggedy bitch too. I don't know. But fuck. Fucking hate. You know, I hate it. Ugh. But don't let these hoes bother me.
Raggedy ass bitches.
That's it.
Ugly nigga guidelines. Ugly nigga guideline for the week. Alright. This is very important to me. This is very important to the MUU empire. Hashtag MUU. You have to own your ugly. Okay? Own that shit. If you ugly, so the fuck what? Don't let nobody get you down. Don't let nobody down talk you. Don't let nobody slander you because you ugly. You already know you ugly, nigga. You been ugly your whole life.
It's so funny because they don't be knowing. Remember Facebook?
They don't be knowing.
when they don't know they're ugly, nigga.
But by now, niggas should know they ugly. You feel me?
They mama's fucking lying to them the whole life.
But, hey, just own the shit.
If you are in doubt of if you're ugly or not, probably just look at your bitch. She's probably not that bad. And that answers your question.
If you don't think you're ugly, ask.
Ask
my bad.
Me.
Ask Millie.
I'll find the ugly and everything.
That. If you don't think you're ugly, ask Nelly if you're
when
ugly,
doubt,
and we'll get a confirmation. But own your ugly.
Own your ugly.
Hashtag MUU, ugly nigga guidelines. We out with that one.
Local music.
Local music.
So this week I'm playing Ralphie Davis, King Forever.
My man Ralphie Left Lane was good.
8-0. And this is produced by Shines on the beat. Once the money you getting in them hoes, look. Think I'm tripping on the bitch, see my phone buff. What I learned from the streets could get from pops. They ain't wanna let me in, I picks the locks. Talk nonsense to me, I'm switching spots. You helping them with the case, you is a cop. Hustle hard for the things I want out of life. Got my nigga, it's one of them nights. Got it on me whenever I'm in the next city. My connect makes sure I keep the best with me. Really what these haters doing be embarrassing. Lil Brody with the 40, call him Harrison. So different from others, why they comparing him? Here to stay for more than a day, apparently. Leave that. Figure I'ma be a king forever. Homie, I'ma be a king forever. Made it happen through the worst as well. Nigga, I'ma be a king forever. Homie, I'ma be a king forever. Bitch, I'ma be a king forever. Made it happen through the worst sweater. If you slipping, need to get it together. Okay. Keep it hunted, I can't sit around. All right, so that was Ralphie Davis.
Shout out Ralphie, man. He been doing a lot of, you know, a lot of grinding out here.
For real.
Making a name for himself, so.
And his Instagram is at I'm Ralphie Davis.
That's my guy.
I-M-R-A-L-P-H-Y-D-A-V-I-S. All right.
That's my guy. I fuck with Ralph.
Yeah, he's cool people.
Just move it up a little bit. Yeah.
I'm gonna just start making clips.
But I got a track from my man Joey Cash. He put out an album dedicated to his grandma called 1250, produced entirely by Teak. Called The Vibe. So fuck with this. I know you true. I know you true. For the wine shit, I know it's true. I know it's true. For the wine shit, I know it's true. Shit, I know it's true. I know it's true. Shit, I know it's true. Where you tryna go? I know you wanna ride. Pretty young thing got me caught up in the fire. Like, where you tryna go? I know you wanna ride. Pretty young thing got me caught up in the fire. Got me caught up in the fire. In the fire. She got me caught up in the fire. We ain't worried about a thing, we just living life. Living what life. You tryna do, tell me what's your vice. Her friend's tryna, I'm a dog, I believe a trife. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was my man Joey Cash with The Vibe off his album 1250. His Twitter is at Joey Cash, J-O-E-Y-K-A-S-H.
Shout out to Joey.
Shout out to Joey, man, that's my joint.
All right. So we always end with the quote of the day, thought of the day.
You got this. What's the quote of the day?
I'm going to say, you know, we too busy focused on the love to be thinking about the hate out there, just so y'all know. You should try it.
Right.
Y'all should try it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
We out. Don't be. I'm so scared that you'll hurt me.
Twice, baby. Baby. Okay. We fucking baby. Episode 1, we done.
Far too often for you to be. Thank you for tuning in to Macanelli. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Macanelli, M-A-C-K-A-N-D-N-E-L-L-Y. Yo. Being here in the morning, the position for the crack of dawn.